Doctrine and Life, by André Piette. January 9, 2013. Paul's letters to the Ecclesias are often easily seen to have two parts. First, there is a doctrinal exposition, followed with many instructions for daily living. Doctrine and Life. For example, the letter to the Romans, from chapter 1 to and including chapter 11, contain numerous doctrinal statements, while chapter 12 to the end present many directions for practical living. So also the Ephesian letter. In the first three chapters our position in Christ is revealed, while in the last three chapters, our walk is the central theme. Usually, this subdivision is totally misinterpreted. It is claimed that Paul first writes about what is given us, and then writes about what God is asking of us. First grace and then law. First the promise and then the requirements. This presents a huge caricature of the truth, and is fatal for a correct understanding of grace. The instructions concerning our walk are not the other side of the coin. Instead, they display the great value of our calling. Hence, part 2 of the Ephesian letter begins with, "I am entreating you, then, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called." Ephesians 4:1. To call such valuable instructions, duties or requirements discredits God's grace and is an insult to the privilege that has lavished on us. The teaching that God is the Savior of all, is a celebration, which we honor with a daily display of garlands of joy. Adorning the teaching that is of God, our Savior, in all things. For the saving grace of God made its advent to all humanity. Titus 2:10, 11. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Piette, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.